In this episode of Social Media Secrets, I'm going to share with you guys a big challenge that I'm taking on over the next 30 days. I can't believe I'm committing to this publicly. Ah! Let's cue that intro and get this episode going. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey guys, it's me, your host, Rachel Peterson. I'm super excited to make this podcast, and I'm not going to lie, a little bit nervous as well, because I'm calling my shot publicly about something that I've only mastered for several weeks at a time. I'm kind of nervous about it. But basically this morning I had this crazy idea to text my right-hand person, Jess Niesgoda. And I was like, I have this crazy idea. Like, what if for the next 30 days we took on big challenges, things that we wouldn't normally say yes to? What if we literally took on something we've been wanting to do for a while, and we documented the process and we see what it felt like and see how it went? And so I'm gonna share with you guys what it is and what I'm nervous about, how I'm preparing for it. And as you're listening to this as well, I know this is probably gonna come out on like December 2nd or December 3rd of 2020, but I wanna challenge you to think of something that you've been wanting to do, and maybe 2020 knocked you on your booty. Anyone else? Anyone? No, just me? I'm just kidding. I know that it's been a crazy year. Like, we all thought, okay, we're going to get a ton done, and then certain things happen, and we're like, oh, okay, so this year's a little different than we planned. So a lot of people are waiting for January 1st to hit a reset. A lot of people are hitting that. And what's crazy is we still have almost 30 days before January 1st or the first week of January even hits. How much can we do in 30 days? And so I went through all these crazy scenarios in my mind. What if I wrote a book over the next 30 days? But I don't want to rush the process. What if I eat really healthy for 30 days? No, I've already done that challenge in 2020. And truth be told, I got really fit, which is pretty cool. But I was like, okay, what could I do over 30 days that I would be super proud of? And what's something that would make a huge impact on my life and in my business? Are you guys thinking about it already? I know something came to your mind. What was it? Write it down right now before we go any further, because I want you to join this challenge with me, and it's going to be custom for every single person. So I, more than anything, have always wanted to be a 5 a.m. riser, and I've done it for a few weeks at a time. When I did it, I felt amazing. I was so tired by the end of the day, and I've, truth be told, never been a morning person up until this point. That's me positively programming a new reality into my world. Thank you, Joe Dispenza, Dr. Joe Dispenza, for your book, Becoming Supernatural. But there's a version of me that wakes up at 5 a.m. and there's a version of me that like hits the ground running every morning and produces more content in the morning than most people do in a week. And I've seen this in my mind's eye. I've always wanted to like go on a quick run or do some stretching and yoga. Right now, my morning routine starts between 7 or 8, more like 8 most days, if I'm being honest, about an hour before my workday starts. So I roll out of bed. I'm the groggiest person in the entire world. Anyone else? And I quickly chug coffee as fast as a coffee machine will make it. And I meditate, journal, spend time with God, read, and then quickly get ready. But waking up at 5 a.m., waking up at 5 a.m. would allow me to meditate, spend time with God, journal, read, start my day with positive intention. That takes about an hour. And then after that, I would still have several hours before the kids even wake up. I'd have 2 to 3 or 2 hours, depending on if I want to spend time with the family in the morning, which I'll be honest, sometimes I don't want to spend time with the family in the morning because I'm not the friendliest morning person. So that's not always something I want to do. But if I want to spend time with the family in the morning, Then I have 2 hours. If I don't want to spend time with the family in the morning, I have 3 hours still after my positive morning routine. So what I was thinking was, let's do a 5 a.m. wake up. And then I'll have time to potentially write. I'll have time to record a YouTube video or two, a podcast episode. I'll still have some time left over. Oh my gosh, as I'm like planning that out, I'm like, what am I going to do? Probably do some cartwheels in the living room. I'm just kidding. I'll probably walk quite a bit, listen to some books on Audible, and walk on a treadmill at an incline, walking really fast because I don't like to do anything that requires like coordination in the morning. I could start writing my book just a little bit at a time. Actually, my book's already been started. I've got like 7,500 words, but that's as far as I've gotten on this one. But I also got this really cool alarm clock called Ruggy. And Ruggy is basically this, you can get it on Amazon, it's like $80. It's where it's an alarm clock that you put across the room. And in order to turn the alarm clock off, you have to walk across the room, stand on the mat for anywhere from 3 to 30 seconds. So I need to program this mat so that it sets me at 30 seconds. So I have to stand there for 30 seconds and think about my intention for the day. So I can use that to help me wake up at 5. The other big thing is I want to make sure that I program my phone to have an alarm clock that works. I've used Jocko Willink's alarms in the past, and that's worked really well. And so I kind of want to try that and see how this goes. I'm nervous. I'm excited. I think it's going to be quite an experiment. I want to document the journey and then share the journey on YouTube, because I think sometimes when people do the 30-day, like, I'm going to wake up at 5 a.m., I'm like, that's cool when you don't have kids. So, like, what happens when you have to put kids down and you can't just go to sleep at 8 or 7? What happens when a kid wakes up in the middle of the night and you're exhausted the next day? What does that actually look like with kids and a family and responsibilities and family dinners and all of that? I normally go to sleep between 11 and 12. Some nights, if I stay up past 12, I've stayed up too late. Usually sometime between 11 and 12 is when I doze off. The kids all go to bed right at 9, and they're all good about falling asleep most of the time. Lately, we've been waking up with Delilah in our bed, so that makes sleep a little rough. Anyone else relate to that? Love kids. It's our last kid that likes to climb into our bed. And I know it's coming to an end, but that's always interesting. So I'm thinking if I want to wake up at 5, I should probably go to sleep between 9 and 10. Whew! This is going to be intense. So December 2nd, I start this. It'll be 30 days. So by the time January 1st gets around, I will have been doing it for 30 days. By the time New Year's hits, that's going to be my New Year's resolution. I won't share, let me rephrase that. My New Year's resolution is to have kicked in high gear a habit that I've wanted to do for a long time. I'm not going to share what Jess's is because that's personal to her, but it's a really cool one too. So at the time of recording this, I'm prepping myself for tomorrow. And I think the first night is going to be really hard. The first and maybe second night is going to be hard to fall asleep early enough. But I think because I'm going to be dedicated and documenting the process, it's going to be very easy for me to want to fall asleep earlier after a few early morning wake-ups. So I wanted to share this. I wanted to challenge you guys. If you're going to do a 30-day challenge with me over the next 30 days, I would love for you to take a screenshot of this episode and tag me on Instagram at the Mrs. Peterson with this episode. Because I want to share, what is it that you're going to do over the next 30 days? I'm super excited for you. Let's do this, guys. It's going to be awesome. I'll catch you guys in the next episode. Oh, and by the way, for some of you guys, you're like, hey, Rachel, I need help with figuring out what the heck I'm going to do in 2021. At the beginning of 2020, we actually recorded an awesome and powerful masterclass called 2020 Vision. And it's funny because it was an entendre, or kind of like a double meaning. 2020 Vision, the year, and then 2020 Vision, like your eyes. But it's totally applicable for 2021 as well. So if you want to check that out, go to rachelpeterson.com/podcast, and there you'll see the link to my 2020 Vision Masterclass. It's pretty powerful. It's long, though. It's 2-3 hours. We're going to really dive deep into what you want 2021 to look like. Otherwise, if you just want to do this 30-day challenge with me, we can have some fun with that. I will catch you guys in the next episode. Bye for now.
真。